The public properly envies the artist, but seldom for the proper reasons. He is custodian of some unique talent, and he may be envied for the honor and for the challenge, but not because he is happy about it. The artist cannot be happy jamming himself into forms that others select for him, and if he's his own boss, he can never feel that his work is done. In fact, the artist often envies the others, those who can quit work at 5:30, forget it completely, and go home. This doesn't mean that if he had the opportunity, he would trade places with them. There are rewards. But it does mean that he must have a sympathetic and understanding audience if he's to continue believing in the value of the work that his inner self makes him do. I know of no artist more restlessly searching than Charlie Mingus. I know no one who was a more consummate, more thorough musician. If anyone has complete control of the bass, it must be he. His music is written for the most unorthodox ensembles, up to and including those of symphonic proportions. Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Mingus.
Yeah, I have all the musicians in the band tonight, today. Roland Hanna, piano. Booker Irwin. Oh, new, he's not new to you? Good. Booker Irwin, tenor saxophone. Leo Wright, alto saxophone. Richard Williams, trumpet. And Danny Richmond, drums. Teddy Charles is supposed to be with us, but he brought his boat and is not here yet. I'd like to open with a composition recorded for Columbia Records. It's titled Shuffle Stop Boogie. Oh, it's based on old jazz form Boogie Woogie. Thank you. busy. George Wiener booked this group for 5 pieces, and I kept adding men. So this next piece has been titled Box Seats at Newport, subtitled 7 pieces for the same bread. Thank you. had a different program scheduled, so he said last one. So I'll do half of two. Because I would not want to leave without doing Diane, which features our pianist, Roland Hannah.
Thank you.
Mingus. Mingus. The Thomas Wolfe of American music.